Wednesday, conversion of the Gentiles. In Daniel chapter 4, we have the following story. King Nebuchadnezzar has a dream. Again. This time, he tells the dream, the wise men of Babylon, to find out the meaning of the dream. King is shocked, as he was shocked about the image with the different metals, gold, silver, brass, iron, and iron and clay in the feet. This time he is very surprised, but the wise men are in the same way surprised. They don't know what it could be. And therefore, he asks for Daniel. When no one else knows help, then Daniel is called for. Now, what is the dream? Nebuchadnezzar, in his dreams, are the following. A huge tree reaching up to the sky. Many, many animals lived under his shadow, and birds in the branches, and many, many creatures could live because of this big, big tree. But suddenly, a holy messenger from heaven came with an axe, and whoosh, the tree was cut down. Only the stump remained there, and it was told for 7 times, 7 years, it will remain like this. Nebuchadnezzar was shocked. The wise man didn't know what to say. Daniel was shocked too. He said, oh, the dream, the meaning of it, should it be with your adversaries that they experience the happening of this dream? Now, the king wanted to know, what is it? Tell me. So Daniel told him, the tree, that's you, O king. You are so great, so magnificent. You are such a big, big, great king. No one else is like you. But there's a problem. You've become very, very proud. And you should change your habits. Take care of the poor and be gracious to those who come to you and beg for grace. Change your behavior. Otherwise, you will lose your kingdom. You will lose your mind. And 7 times, 7 years will pass till you will be restored. For some time, the king was impressed, deeply impressed, and tried to change a little bit, but soon he was in his old habits. 12 months later, he was on the roof of his palace, where he had a fine view over the city of Babylon, the residence. And he said, oh, he says it's like this. Is not this the great Babylon? I have built as the royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty. Oh, I am a great king, aren't I? In the same moment, the words had hardly been spoken. A holy messenger was heard. your mind is taken from you. What happened? King Nebuchadnezzar could not be king any longer. It was told from him, you will be driven away from people, will live with the wild animals, you will eat grass like cattle. 7 times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he wishes. Immediately, what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled. And he was drenched with the dew of heaven, and his hair grew like the feathers of an eagle, and his nails like the claws of a bird. After 7 years, his sanity was restored. The mighty man looked after him, and he got back to his throne and became even more magnificent than before. And then it was Nebuchadnezzar's conversion. He acknowledged the Most High and said, you are more than me, much more. Till tomorrow.